CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. One person has died following an aircraft collision in Southgate Township. Last evening, Grey Bruce OPP responded to the report of an aircraft collision in a field off Southgate Township Road 4, north of Highway 89, between Mount Forest and Keldon. The occupant of what police call an ultralight glider was pronounced deceased at the scene. The name of the victim is being withheld until relatives are notified. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada is investigating. One person has died and another suffered life-threatening injuries as a result of a motor vehicle collision that occurred in Mapleton Township yesterday. Emergency responders arrived at the scene of the collision at about 3:30 p.m. to find a commercial motor vehicle and a pickup had collided at the corner of Wellington Road 8 and Wellington Road 10. Wellington County OPP, along with Guelph Wellington paramedics, the Orange and Mapleton Fire Department, all attended. The driver of the pickup was pronounced deceased at the scene and the passenger airlifted to a trauma center with life-threatening injuries. The identity of the deceased is being withheld pending next of kin notifications. Two major developments in the city of Owen Sound have moved closer to final approval. Council held a public meeting and considered a staff report regarding the proposed zoning bylaw amendment for SkyDev Bayshore at 3195 East Bayshore Road. The proposed eight apartment buildings overlooking Georgian Bay include 712 purpose-built residential units. Council also granted draft plan of subdivision and approved a rezoning to facilitate the development of about 30 hectares in Sydenham Heights on the south side of 8th Street East. That would include about 716 units in a variety of residential types. Wellington, Dufferin, Guelph Public Health confirmed that Louise Marshall Hospital's COVID-19 outbreak is over. A media release says visiting hours will resume. However, anyone who's feeling unwell, who has been diagnosed with COVID or is in contact with someone who has COVID should avoid visiting. Masks are required in the hospital. Wellington North has announced their new CAO. In a release, the municipality says Brooke Lambert will become the new CAO September 6th. Brooke is from Waterloo and relocating to Wellington North. Ryan Drury has more.
Lambert has over 18 years of municipal experience at both the local and regional level. The release states that Lambert's most recent role at the City of Cambridge was Director of Corporate Strategy, and she provided leadership on key strategic initiatives as well as the development of a comprehensive corporate performance management framework that brought together strategy, business planning, reporting, and measurement of key deliverables. For CKNX News, I'm Ryan Drury.
Conservative leadership candidate Pierre Poilievre has landed a major endorsement. Former Prime Minister Stephen Harper posting a video on Twitter supporting the candidate. Harper says Poilievre served as a strong minister under him when the Conservatives were last in power. For more on these and other stories, go to CKNXNewsToday.ca. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays are back to work tonight, hosting St. Louis. Jose Berrios will start for Toronto. First pitch is set for 7:07. You can catch all the action live on CKNX AM 920. Toronto FC faces Vancouver at BC Place tonight for the Canadian Soccer Championship. The MP for Perth Wellington says Hockey Canada has operated in an unacceptable manner. John Nader is the vice chair of the Standing Committee on Canadian Heritage, which is looking into the organization's actions connected to alleged sexual assaults involving a national junior team and a fund to settle out of court. He says the new process must be part of Hockey Canada's sexual assault mandate going forward.
And it has to be external to Hockey Canada itself. It has to be outside of Hockey Canada, a third party, and they have to have the resources and the ability to get to the bottom. They need to be funded externally, and they need to have access to every piece of information, every piece of evidence that may be available within Hockey Canada.
He says a full investigation into the practices and operations of Hockey Canada continues. Sunshine dominates the afternoon forecast. For tonight, clear, low 13. Starting off sunny tomorrow, but clouds will move in late in the morning. That means some possible rain or thunderstorms in the afternoon, high 27. On Thursday, cloudy with sunny breaks, possible showers and a high of 26. Partly sunny Friday, we still might see a few showers, high near 24.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.